And with that, I think Chief Oliveira is on the line. Chief, did you want to start?
Hey, Kevin. Thanks. Good morning, everyone. Right now, just as a update, we are waiting for our aircraft to get back on the ground. They're conducting the overflight as we speak. We had problems this morning with weather. We could not get up to the eruption site or lava flow area due to heavy rains and low cloud cover. They are flying currently, so based on yesterday's observations from the afternoon, again, all the activity was up 3.5 miles above Apollo Street in the area just to the north and east of the true geothermal well pad site. Most of the activity was along the north margin of the flow pad, as well as some breakouts on the pad itself. Also going up higher, maybe 5 miles up from Apollo Street, again, still some surface activity and breakouts there. As I mentioned, again, we're still waiting on the latest for this morning, but not expecting anything significant as far as any change, but we'll definitely let everyone know when they get back on the ground if there was any significant change. Probably the most important thing I can stress right now as it relates to FEMA putting out a press release, reminding all the government agencies and those qualifying nonprofits that may have incurred costs that would be eligible under the FEMA Public Assistance Program as it relates to the lava flow. The media could help reinforce that message that there's a deadline to submit the application, which is Wednesday, December 3rd. And again, it's for all those state and county and select nonprofit organizations that have eligible costs under the response to the current pool or lava flow eruption. So with that, I'll entertain any questions you folks may have.
Hi, Daryl. Tom here, Tribune Herald. Are you still looking at Thursday for reopening Pahoa Village Road?
Yes, I'm waiting on a another assessment and any follow-up from DPW today. As we discussed yesterday and from yesterday afternoon, Public Works went out and did a walkthrough assessment of the roadway, did identify a few other things that they would like to address before opening the roadway. But based on my conversation with the deputy director yesterday, that they still are on schedule for opening the road for Thanksgiving.
Hey, Daryl, it's Tally from NBC. Just a quick question to clarify that, because the mayor was talking about that, I guess, the bus route is open on Pahoa Village Road. Is that correct, or is it still closed to all traffic?
I haven't been told that they've opened it at all yet. I've been in several meetings this morning, so I'll follow up. But there's been no communication to me as of yet this morning that they did open up routes.
Hey, Daryl Brooks. Question for you, kind of nitpicking, but are we talking on Thanksgiving or in time for Thanksgiving, like tomorrow?
Yes, our goal is to have it in time because obviously we won't have government offices working on Thanksgiving Day. So by close of business day tomorrow, that's the goal, to have the road open by. So it might be sometime in the morning. A lot has to do with the last-minute safety issues that are being addressed. As I shared, I think, yesterday's, HELCO's desire, the utility company's desire, is to leave some of the protective measures in place, which do widen the base of the poles. And if there are any concerns with that causing any traffic hazards, then Public Works is addressing that by looking at flashers, you know, some barricades, reflective tape, a number of different things that would allow for the minimal removal of the protective measures, but to also abate any or mitigate any safety concerns.
So, yeah, Daryl, you expect it to be open then by the end of business day tomorrow, as the plan sounds like.
That's what we're planning for. In talking to Public Works yesterday, they were confident they could meet that deadline.
This is Frankie Stapleton, Civil Beat. I wanted to know how is the best way to find out about the Section 8 moratorium. Would that be county or state? I thought Section 8 was state. Does anybody know?
Yes.
Frankie,
go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to refer Frankie to Susan Akiyama with the County Department of Housing and Community Development. Susan has been working with that quite a bit. And Frankie, if you want to call me afterwards, I can get you a number.
Thank you.
Sure. If there are no other questions for Chief, I know that HVO is also on the line. I'm not sure if they had anything to add. Mike?
Hey, Kevin, thanks. This is Mike. Don't have too much more to add. We did conduct a thermal survey as part of our overflight yesterday. of the entire distal part of the forefront, and we didn't find any particularly hot spots. So that's an indication to us that the distal part of the flow below the area of the current active stuff that we're seeing 3.5 miles or so above Apollo Street, all of that below that is dying off and cooling. It doesn't mean it can't be reoccupied, that the tube can't be reoccupied, because this tube still does exist, but there's no active lava in that lower section right now.
And then one last thing I wanted to mention, this is Kevin again. We do have Kelly Hudson with FEMA on the line. If anybody had any questions about that deadline, they did push out a news release, looks like November 22nd on the deadline approaching. But if you do have any questions, I know Kelly's on the line.
Hey, Kelly, it's Hallie from NBC. About how many applications roughly would you say you received for assistance from some of the agencies and the nonprofits?
Hallie, so far we have 8 applications submitted.
Any monetary damages that would be incurred there with those 8?
No, we're still assessing those applications, so we don't have those numbers now, but I can list the applications.
That's fine. Thank you, Kelly. That's good. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, actually, it would be interesting to hear who has sent in applications.
Okay, sure. So we have the County of Hawaii Department of Water Supply, the Hawaii Academy of Arts and Science, Hawaii County Civil Defense Agency, Hawaii County Department of Public Works, Hawaii County Department of Environmental Management, State of Hawaii Department of Health, State of Hawaii Department of Transportation, and State of Hawaii Department of Education. Do I need to repeat any of those?
Hi, Kelly. Tom here at the Tribune Herald. So Haas is the only non-government agency, it sounds like, that's applied, or what category do they fall under?
Well, they all fall under organizations or agencies that have taken some type of protection measure in advance of the event. So that's the overall category of public assistance that they've applied under.
Okay. Kelly, this is Brenda from Hawaii News Now. Could you repeat those agencies again, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
County of Hawaii Department of Water Supply, the Hawaii Academy of Arts and Science, Hawaii County Civil Defense Agency, Hawaii County Department of Public Works, Hawaii County Department of Environmental Management, State of Hawaii Department of Health, State of Hawaii Department of Transportation, and State of Hawaii Department of Education.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
And if no other questions for Kelly, any other questions? Last call for Daryl or for HDO.
Daryl, this is Chelsea with West Hawaii Today. Is there any actual work left to do on Pahoa Village Road, or is all the cinder material been removed?
There was still some work to be done this morning with the cinder. And the rest of it was going to be putting in any kind of safety barricades or protection for traffic hazards.
Thank you.
Hi, Daryl. Tom again, Tribune Herald. Any update on lava viewing plans or anything like that?
Nothing new to report. We're still meeting with stakeholders to come up with a management plan and coordinate that, and we'll make that known to you folks as soon as possible.
Kevin, this is Kelly. I just wanted to clarify Tom's question. Tom, the Hawaii Academy of Arts and Science is a public charter school, so it is not a private nonprofit. I think that's what you asked.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Any other questions? If not, thanks for joining us, and I'll push out an email a little bit later today letting you folks know what the schedule is going forward.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.